Please stand by. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Webify Your Mainframe Applications with WebSphere Host Access Transformation Services.
Welcome to the IBM WebSphere Host Access Transformation Services version 7 presentation. This product is also known as HATS and is one of the most popular products in the application transformation portfolio. HATS allows you to extend your host applications to the widest possible audience by dynamically transforming host screens into web pages and by allowing you to improve both the application flow and the ease of use of host applications. You can also create service-oriented architecture assets from logic contained in your terminal applications. HATS will help you make the most of your existing applications and help you to move into the on-demand world quickly with higher return on investment by being able to reuse or repurpose your existing assets. Please turn to slide 3. As businesses seek competitive advantage through superior information technology, they have three choices for evolving their software infrastructure. They can write new code, they can buy packaged applications, or they can leverage their existing applications. Most businesses across all industries will do all three. But given the reality as shown here, all businesses need to modernize because existing applications already handle their mission-critical business processes, and those processes are evolving rapidly to seize competitive opportunities in the marketplace. Please turn to slide 4. When adapting IT to accommodate business process changes, customers leverage their existing applications to save time, reduce cost, and lower risk by using existing skills, applications, and data to deliver new e-business solutions. Another major consideration, besides mitigating cost and risk, is the performance, reliability, and scalability that's preserved when existing applications are modernized instead of writing them new. To address these customer needs, IBM offers an application transformation portfolio of products that, together, are a comprehensive end-to-end solution to these challenges. The offerings range from quick improvements to user interfaces to more involved fundamental changes across multiple development teams. Application transformation allows a business to reuse existing applications and data and leverage enterprise skills. HATS helps deliver on the transform promise. Please turn to page 5. Although existing applications may be stable, they aren't always easy to use, especially for new users. And extending those assets to new users is required to remain competitive and grow your business. New employees, business partners, and customers may be unfamiliar with the user interface of your host applications and find them difficult to learn. Your host applications may also be difficult to navigate and require unique access for different sets of users. Please turn to slide 6. Extending your host applications not only presents challenges to new users, it can also place additional demands on your IT department. Without a solution that is less dependent on the user's hardware and software, more users can mean additional administration and maintenance of installed client software that provides access to your host application. And finally, businesses are faced with the challenge of not only reusing an existing asset by transforming it, they also need to capture the value of that asset and reuse it in other applications. Keeping in mind that these assets are stable and mission critical, customers want to do all of this while minimizing changes to their existing applications. Please turn to slide 7. So what is HATS? HATS is a rules-based web-to-host transformation engine that provides customized access to one or more host applications, dynamically creating a new GUI interface while significantly improving the navigation and productivity of host applications. HATS utilizes a rules-based transformation engine to transform selected areas of the green screen into a variety of presentation styles, such as hot links, drop-down boxes, radio buttons, etc. This allows you to extend your existing green screen application to your new users within hours of loading the software when using the templates provided. Or you can create from simple to highly customized applications through increasing levels of customization. These applications can also be transformed into web services using the wizards in the HATS toolkit, which is a plug-in to the IBM Rational Software Delivery Platform. HATS also has tight links to the WebSphere portal server, taking advantage of the portal server's credential vault for single sign-on support and also delivering click-to-action support so that existing applications can be integrated at the glass with other portlets and trigger actions in those portlets based on the information from the host application. Please turn to slide 8. This slide illustrates some of the application transformation possibilities of HATS. You can build a HATS application that modernizes and streamlines your green screen applications or combines data from multiple screens or applications. The HATS application takes 3270 or 5250 data stream and dynamically transforms the data and generates a GUI without any change to the terminal application or access to the source code. You can deploy your HATS application to the different platforms shown here. Rich client support is new in HATS version 7. In addition, you can use HATS to make terminal application transactions available as web services. Please turn to slide 9. The capabilities on the previous slide allow HATS to participate in an SOA environment in several ways. With Business Process Choreographer, a HATS web service that exposes a portion of a host application can be inserted in a business process, or an entire transform host application can be inserted as a human task. Host applications can also be presented as a portlet. This allows a transform application to be integrated at the glass, with other applications forming a composite application. HATS transformed applications as portlets are also an example of human tasks that may be used. HATS also participates in the people entry point by allowing access to HATS application as portlets. Please turn to slide 10. This slide details the environment of each of the HATS application deployment options. A traditional emulator environment is shown for comparison. Please turn to slide 11. HATS increases productivity and reduces training costs by making it possible for the widest possible audience to access host applications. From a technical standpoint, this is because HATS delivers a GUI. But from a training and usability standpoint, it is even more important that HATS makes host applications easier to use by delivering a point-and-click interface and by improving the application flow and navigation. Another benefit is that because of the HATS default rules, an entire application can be deployed the same day you load the HATS software, even if the application has thousands of screens. In addition, when time and resources allow, you can go back and further customize your screens. HATS is able to take advantage of the industry-leading web server platform. This gives HATS superior security, reliability, and scalability. Also, the open J2EE HATS architecture provides unlimited flexibility and extensibility. Please turn to slide 12. HATS is made up of two components, the HATS Toolkit, which is a Rational Studio plugin, and the HATS Runtime. The HATS Toolkit provides a set of wizards and editors to guide the HATS developer through creating HATS applications. The Runtime platform is WebSphere Application Server, WebSphere Portal Server, Lotus Expediter, or the Eclipse Rich Client. The HATS Toolkit creates the application for deployment. The HATS Runtime is contained in the HATS application. Please turn to slide 13. One of the main benefits is that HATS can be used to streamline the navigation of terminal applications, which will increase end-user productivity. With macros, you can skip and combine terminal screens or enter data on behalf of the end-user, and any series of keystrokes can be captured in a macro. Global variables can be used to store and retrieve data. For example, you can save information obtained at one point in a HATS application in a global variable and enter it into the terminal application later. HATS can also perform mathematical calculations on global variables. Screens can be customized in many ways. Valid value lists and pull-down menus can replace text input fields. Valid value lists will help users avoid syntax errors. HATS provides an easy-to-use wizard for creating tabbed folders. Tabs are a very useful way of organizing the data on a cluttered green screen. You can divide the data on an overly busy green screen among three or four tabs, making it much easier for an end user to make sense of the data. HATS provides a wizard to create real-time bar and line graphs by dynamically converting numerical data into a graph, making it possible to visualize numerical data. There's a wizard that will automatically generate starting Java code for the custom components and widgets selected. All the user has to do is add the specific code for the component or widget. Because HATS is a plug-in to IBM Rational Software Delivery Platform, you can create business logic using the Java development tooling and access it in the HATS application. HATS provides local print support. Users have the ability to print a host printout on the end user's local PC. HATS converts host print files to a PDF format and delivers the PDF to the end user's browser. Users can print that output, they can save it to disk, or send it to someone else. HATS provides native keyboard support so that users who are used to using the native host keyboard can continue to use the same keystrokes in HATS. HATS takes advantage of all the host session security features that have been developed in support of IBM's emulation products, and it also ties into Tivoli and WebSphere Portal security features to provide an even richer offering in security. A HAT session can be encrypted all the way from the host to the user's browser, and authorized users can be detected using a variety of techniques like express logon, client authentication, and even smart card readers. HTTP compression support improves response time by significantly reducing the number of bytes sent over the network from HAT server to the browser. And contention resolution support improves performance by removing the need for timers to ensure complete screen painting. Please turn to slide 14. This slide demonstrates how a HATS web application is created. The developer uses the HATS toolkit to develop and test a HATS web application. That application is deployed by exporting it as a J2EE application and installing and running it on a WebSphere application server system. Using a web browser, the user accesses the HATS application. The HATS runtime connects to the host system through either a telnet or a web-facing server. And as the user interacts with the host through the HATS application, the HATS runtime transforms host screens to a GUI. Please turn to slide 15. When HATS encounters a host screen, it applies either the default set of rules or a customized set of rules, which you have customized in the HATS toolkit. When you customize a host screen, you give it a set of rules, and you can apply that same set of rules to any other host screens that are similar. For example, you may have 100 inventory screens in your application, but if they share the same layout, you will only have to customize one of those screens and then apply that same set of rules to the other 99 screens. Another key feature of HATS is that you can create different versions of the same host application, all without making any modifications to the source code. For example, you can customize an application for both employees and business partners. The version you provide to business partners may skip screens that the employee version does not skip, or the version for business partners may include monthly sales promotions that are not appropriate to include in the version for employees. This ability to customize a host application in different ways for different user groups increases the flexibility that HATS provides. Please turn to slide 16. For the next few slides, I'd like to show a few visual examples of the power of HATS. This slide shows a typical green screen. Please turn to slide 17. Here is the same screen converted to a graphical user interface according to HATS default rules. Converting all the screens of a host application to this look and feel requires no effort other than importing the HTML that will serve as the graphical template for the entire application. JK Enterprises, a fictional company, has imported the HTML from its website to add logos, graphics, backgrounds, and web links. HATS ships with default rules that enables host applications to be extended within hours of installing the HATS software. HATS is a rules-based solution, and this screen is customized according to HATS default rules. You specify the rules that define how green screen elements, like menu list or PF keys, are to be represented. HATS then uses those rules to dynamically transform green screens. The top of the page contains a corporate banner. The left side web navigation frame contains a list of web links to common corporate pages or perhaps to websites relevant to the host application. The center frame contains the host screen represented as a GUI. In this case, the rules representing menu list as hot links. The rule could just as easily have represented menu list as pull-down lists. In this case, the rule said that if there are PF keys on the host screen, show only the active PF keys and represent them as hot links as well. The rule could have said don't show the PF keys or represent the PF keys as radio buttons. There is tremendous flexibility provided by just changing the rule used to transform native host screens. Please turn to slide 18. This screen is an example of a simple customization. The screen title has been converted to a larger font, and the ordered list on the screen was converted to radio buttons, enabling the mouse user to quickly make a selection and move to the next screen. Notice the links added to the left side. Also, notice that the PF keys are now words that the user can click on using a mouse. Please turn to slide 19. HATS has the capability to achieve a traditional green screen look as well. Please turn to slide 20. Here's an example of a modern web look with HATS. Note that the host component, selection list, and function keys are displayed as widgets selected by the developer. Please turn to slide 21. Here you see that HATS can combine the data from multiple screens into a single scrollable page. Please turn to slide 22. In addition, you can combine data from multiple back-end systems and integrate them seamlessly into a single web application. The end user does not need to know that they are switching between multiple hosts, VT, or native J2EE applications. Please turn to slide 23. Here's an example of a heavily customized screen with tab folders, a bar graph, a calendar widget, and some added business logic. This example is beyond the load and go implementation, but gives you the feel for a level of customization that can be implemented using HATS. Please turn to slide 24. This screen shows the capability to define a rule based on the title of a field. For example, every time a field contains the word date, the global rule ties a calendar input widget to the input field so that the user can just click on the icon beside the field and use the widget to populate the date field. Keyboard entry on a date is still possible, giving all users a chance to use their preferred entry method. The valid value pull-down list provides users with words to choose from instead of typing in a difficult variable normally required when using a traditional green screen. This eliminates user error and the need to memorize a long list of complicated variables. Please turn to slide 25. Now that we've discussed transforming the user experience and transforming the connectivity of your terminal applications, let's look at how those capabilities can be leveraged in a portal environment. Using HATS Toolkit and the built-in portal toolkit, you can create a HATS portlet project or choose to create a portlet project from a traditional HATS project. This portlet project can be enhanced using IBM portal APIs. For example, you could use the cooperative portlets and click to action to cause one portlet to react to an action in another portlet. You can achieve single sign-on with portal credentials to your terminal application using portal security and portal credential vault. Because of HATS customization capabilities, it is perfect for use in a portal environment. For example, you can use HATS to reduce the amount of information displayed from a host screen. As you can see, host portlets can share the same portal with portlets from other sources. Please turn to slide 26. As mentioned on the previous slide, HATS supports single sign-on for portal applications. For non-portal applications, HATS integrates out-of-the-box with Tivoli Access Manager for single sign-on. In addition, the WebExpress logon component that is used for single sign-on provides APIs that can be used to create customized network security and credential mapper plugins. Please turn to slide 27. This slide demonstrates how HATS can be used for application-to-application integration. Web services can be created around business logic in a host application, and HATS integration objects are reusable Java beans that can be used in any WebSphere application. For example, they can be used in an EJB container or as part of an MQ interface. Please turn to slide 28. It's important to note that the HATS toolkit is not a standalone toolkit. It is a plug-in to the IBM Rational Software Delivery Platform, which provides all of the common tooling functionality. The HATS toolkit has taken advantage of the IBM Rational Software Delivery Platform by adding capabilities such as new icons, palette, global variable windows, and an easier drag-and-drop capability for adding components. The HATS toolkit is an easy-to-use, wizards-based environment for converting the 3270 and 5250 host screens to web pages. No programming skills are needed, and the user can choose to use the default rules and do nothing with the toolkit, or they can add new rules, drop-down menus, widgets, and other graphics. Please turn to slide 29. By having HATS components available in the palette view, you can now open the HATS component drawer in the palette view and drag and drop HATS components onto your web page. HATS screen customization provides the option to pre-fill with the default rendering rules. When using the pre-populated option, the new transformation will contain multiple HATS components aligned in a table, allowing the ability to move and remove items easily. This makes it easier to customize a screen where you only want to change a few aspects of the default transformation. You can also pre-populate at the widget level. Free layout mode provides the ability to arrange components and widgets freely in the design view of the JSP editor. When moving a component from one location to another, the page designer function in the IBM Rational Software Delivery Platform automatically aligns components by creating the necessary table cells. When editing transformations, the property view allows developers to modify components, including the component in the widget settings and the text replacement. The design view will apply cascading style sheets to the visual component tags. The visual-only effect allows developers to apply styles and adjust the effect via the design view before runtime operations. Please turn to slide 30. Macro stepping allows a single step through a macro, where a step is defined as playing one action or recognizing one screen. The stepping feature allows a user to narrow down a macro problem to a certain screen or action, thus improving problem resolution. Multiple options shown here exist for testing and debugging macros. Please turn to slide 31. The next few slides will highlight the new key features in HATS version 7. Please turn to slide 32. As mentioned earlier, with HATS version 7, you have the ability to transform access to your existing host applications using rich client GUI applications that run in Eclipse Rich Client Platform or Lotus Expeditor client environments. The Eclipse Rich Client Platform is a subset of plugins provided by the Eclipse platform, which is best known as an open source tooling platform. The introduction of Eclipse RCP enables you to use the core functionality provided by Eclipse to build native applications targeted for users' desktop. Lotus Expeditor Client delivers a rich client runtime environment and integrated middleware components for extending many enterprise applications to server-managed laptop and desktop systems. HAS version 7 specifically targets Eclipse version 3.2 and Lotus Expeditor version 6.1. Please turn to slide 33. Creating a HAS rich client application is similar to creating a web application. The steps are shown here on slide 33. Please turn to slide 34. The HAS rich client implementation is primarily for internal users. As a client-side implementation, HAS will provide the user with better response time, especially on slow speed links, because there will be no middle tier. The client will have direct telnet connection to the TN server. The rich client environment will also allow for a richer set of user interface widgets that will integrate more completely with the platform. Expeditor provides an excellent platform for integrating HAS applications with other applications, such as word processors, spreadsheets, and customer-written applications. There are cases where different end-user communities need to access the same data source for different reasons. For example, a customer may have call center employees that need fast, constant, total access to an application. A rich client deployment might be the best fit for those end users. That same customer may want to provide internet self-service to his customers for only portions of that application. A web deployment might be the proper fit for an internet self-service. Please turn to slide 35. Some of the key design points of the HATS rich client include the following. The HATS toolkit will allow the developer to transform the green screen application into either an HTML-based web application or a workplace application that uses the standard widget toolkit to create more native-like user interfaces on a client system. The SWT uses the underlying operating system of the client to render the controls. The process is very similar for building rich client platform applications as it is for web and portlet applications. The basic concepts are consistent across both types of clients, and the Java Visual Editor is used to create the GUI transformations for a RCP client, while the JSP Page Designer tool is used to create web client transformation pages. Please turn to slide 36. This is an example of a HATS rich client application showing multiple applications in a single view. A user can also work with multiple instances of the same HATS application in a single view. Please turn to slide 37. In HATS v7, a new screen combination wizard and editor are provided to make it easier to combine data from multiple host screens that can be navigated using a repeatable system of navigation. The wizard and editor allow a method to define the screen recognition criteria for the beginning and ending screens, how to navigate from screen to screen, the screen region containing the data to gather, and the component and widget to use to recognize and render the gathered data. Please turn to slide 38. Integration of the host simulator tool with the HATS toolkit to allow easier offline HATS development is new in version 7. The HATS toolkit includes a host simulation capability. With this capability, you can record host simulation trace files that can be saved and then used instead of using a live host connection. Following are ways you can use host simulation files. You can create screen captures, screen events, and screen transformations using the host terminal function. You can create and test macros using the host terminal function. You can test HAS applications using the Rational Software Delivery Platform local test environment. And you can deploy HAS applications to a runtime environment to use as demonstrations. In addition, the host simulation capability can be used in troubleshooting by allowing you to record a host simulation file in the runtime environment that you can use along with other traces and logs to document a failing scenario. Please turn to slide 39. HATS version 7 provides the ability for host data to be converted to a format that is easily consumed by a spreadsheet program. This support can be provided by adding a new setting on the table widget that will allow the HATS developer to specify whether to create a button, link, or image, which would launch a .csv or a .xls file representing the current table. At runtime, the table widget will generate a temporary file of the table and provide a button or link as part of the HTML output. When an end user clicks the button, the already generated file would be retrieved from the web server and opened appropriately on the end user's machine. Please turn to slide 40. HATS interoperability with web-facing applications provides the ability to perform data description specification map transformations, as well as 5250 data stream transformations within the same web application. This function is particularly useful for those who have built a DDS source-based transformation application using the web-facing tool that needs to interact with a host application that has been transformed using the HATS toolkit. This function is also useful for HATS users who want to take advantage of transformation based on DDS maps provided by the web-facing tool. With the support, a HATS application and a web-facing application can be linked together to interoperate as a single enterprise application and use a single connection to a web-facing server. Note, the use of this function requires either the WebSphere Development Studio Client or the WebSphere Development Studio Client Advanced Edition and a license for a web-facing deployment tool with HATS technology. Please turn to slide 41. In HATS v7, there are global rule enhancements. Global rules enable pattern recognition and transformation of host input fields and work with customized and non-customized screens. They can now be defined at both the project level and at the screen level. Screen level global rules allow you to use default rendering for a screen and, in addition, customize the input fields on the screen. A new project theme wizard provides a simple method of setting and later changing a theme for the overall appearance and behavior of a HATS application. Using the wizard, you can select whether you want the application to appear more like an emulator, more like a modern application, or a custom setting somewhere in between. There are many options in the HATS project setting that change the appearance and behavior of the application. For example, options like Show OIA, Enable Auto Advance, and Enable Override Mode can be used to enable a HATS application to behave more like an emulator. The new wizard provides a convenient method of setting the options in one place that together can be treated as a theme. Please turn to slide 42. Host components are HATS objects that are responsible for recognizing elements of the host screen. Widgets are HATS objects that are responsible for rendering recognized host components in a GUI for a host screen. There are several new host components and widgets, plus some new settings for existing components and widgets provided in HATS version 7. Highlights include a new table component, new list, subfile, combo, and toolbar widget, and a new option on the table widget that allows the user to retrieve table data in a spreadsheet file format. The current set of print definitions has been expanded and reorganized in the connection settings editor. A new printing tab is now the central location for all print support definitions associated with the connection. In addition, for 3270E connections, the configuration information includes an easy method of defining the supported settings for the list of WebSphere host-on-demand printer settings. Using these settings, you can more easily configure HATS to print directly to a server-attached default Windows printer for web only, to print directly to a client-attached default Windows printer for RCP only, or to use host-on-demand printer definition table files for specific non-Windows customized printer types. This function enables you to create advanced printing applications without having to pass in multiple print settings using website overrides. Please turn to slide 43. When you create a new transformation for a host screen, you can select a rendering pattern to use for the transformation. In addition to the blank and pre-populated patterns, HATS now provides two new patterns, default rendering and pre-populated using fields, from which you can select. New support for all types of DBCS 3270 and 5250 fields is provided, including data type checking, field length checking, copy and paste prevention, and auto IME switching based on field types. A new setting allows you to specify that default rendering should be used if nothing is recognized to render during transformation of a HATS component. This function is particularly useful when an application contains screens with fields that may switch between an unprotected and protected state. For example, if this function is not used and an input component is being used to recognize a region, nothing will be recognized and rendered if the field switches to a protected attribute. This setting can be specified at the project level and at the individual component level in a screen transformation. In the project settings editor on the other tab, there is a new section named Client Settings. This new section provides a central location for specifying client-side settings, eliminating the need to modify HATS source files. Please turn to slide 44. Hats can be purchased in several different packages. Standalone with the standard web and portal deployment. Standalone with Rich Client, which offers web, portal, and Rich Client deployment. As part of WebSphere Host Integration Solution, and as part of the web-facing deployment tool with Hats technology. Please turn to slide 45. An example of a customer that has reaped significant benefits from using Hats is Washington County, Virginia. This small county in Western Virginia decided to use Hats and WebSphere Portal as their basis for their e-government solutions. Washington County chose the IBM solution over a .NET solution because it offered much more flexibility in hardware and software choices for the county, and it allowed the county to quickly provide access to System I-based information for both citizens and employees in GUI forms that improved employee productivity and reduced the need for citizens to call the county offices to obtain information. You can find this brochure on our library page listed at the end of this presentation. Please turn to slide 46. Mercantile de Brazil used Hats to integrate Z-Series applications with .NET applications through web services interfaces. The benefit of using Hats in this fashion extended well beyond the reduction of the development cycle from 11 to 6 months. The company is now able to create a new customer account in a day. The previous process took 11 days. They are continuing to investigate ways that they can use this solution to enhance other business models inside the bank. Please turn to slide 47. Here is a recap of the key features of Hats. Host screens are converted to a graphical user interface on the fly and in real time, which improves the navigation and usability of a host application. There is zero footprint on the desktop when a Hats web application is used. And with version 7, Hats now supports rich client deployment. Development skills are not required for basic transformations. You're able to combine screens and data from multiple host applications. And because Hats is rule-based, you do not need to customize every screen. You're able to generate web services with Hats. And both the WebSphere application server and the WebSphere portal server provide a secure, scalable environment for web deployment. Please visit our Hats product website at ibm.com/software/webservers/hats for additional information. With that, I'd like to thank you for attending the Hats version 7 webinar.
Thank you, John. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Question 1. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for just a moment to assemble the responses. Question 2. What was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. And if it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And once again, we'll pause for just a moment. Question 3. Why are you interested in transforming your green screen applications with a GUI? If it is to increase productivity, press star 1. If it is to reduce training time, press star 2. If it is to expand application to more users, press star 3. If it is all of the above, press star 4. Question 4. Do you need to create web services allowing your mainframe application, logic, and transactions to participate in an SOA environment? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And question 5. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. And if no, press star 2. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to John while we wait for questions.
Thank you. And I'll wait with you for questions.
And once again, please press star 1 if you have a question today. We'll go first to Josh Siegel with Millbrook.
Go ahead.
Hi, I have a question regarding the per-seat licensing.
Sure.
Can you explain how this product is licensed?
Sure. If you purchased it in a standalone basis as a HAT standard product for either web or portal deployment, and you have an environment generally an intranet environment where you've identified all your users, you license the individual users that are using the HAT applications that you produce. So you every user is licensed. If you have an internet environment or an environment where you have users that you cannot count, they're not registered users, we also sell the product on a value unit or a processor basis. So those are the two metrics available to you. If you were to purchase the product, what we refer to as HATS with Rich Client, which allows portal, web, and Rich Client deployment, you can only buy it on the authorized user metric.
Thank you.
Yep.
And next we'll go to Dan Shinaki with Infocross.
Yes, my question was... in our host application, our screen navigation sometimes is dependent upon where the cursor positioning is on the screen, and then a function key is hit. Can the HATS application control navigation based upon cursor position?
Okay, but I'll let our one of our developers answer that. Elisa, are you on?
Yes. I mean, you can, if you're creating a macro, you can define screen recognition by cursor position, so that way you can streamline navigations. Is that your question, or is it something different?
Yes. No, I think that's my question. Thank you.
Okay.
And once again, if you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time. And we'll go next to Roland Schock with ARS. Mr. Schock, your line is open.
Hello? Yep. Okay. I just want to add to the previous question that you can define links in a head screen where you can include the cursor position and press a function key or just continue to press any key you need in your host application. So you don't have to program a macro to do this.
Okay.
And Mr. Douglas, it appears we have no further questions. I'll turn things back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay. I appreciate everyone for attending. I hope that you found some of the presentation redundant because you're already familiar with HATS, and I hope that some of it was new. I may have perhaps gone a little quickly over the material, but you'll find additional information in the slides themselves rather than what I just spoke to. So if you have any other questions, you can contact us. I guess with that, I'll close it. Once again, I appreciate everyone calling in and for Lisa for helping me on the Q&A.
And that does conclude today's conference call. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.